It's This Week in Bourbon, your alarm clock from a turkey coma. And here's your headlines for November 25th, 2022. Pursuit Spirits, that's us, raises $8 million to fund new whiskey purchases. Jack Daniel's takes a dog toy manufacturer to the Supreme Court. And Old Elk is proud to announce the second annual release of Master Distiller Greg Metz's Infinity Blend Series. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our partners. From Jim Beam to Maker's Mark, their brand and label are the only things more iconic than a bourbon's taste. And that's why we've partnered with Sticker Mountain, a company focused on helping you make a statement with your labels and stickers. Embracing cutting-edge embellishment technology allows them to add foil, raise texture, and more to make your product stand out, all at competitive prices with market-leading turnaround and customer service that treats you like a business partner. And that's why right now you can get 10% off your order with coupon code STICKYBOURBON at StickerMountain.com. See the difference they can make for you and your business at StickerMountain.com using coupon code STICKYBOURBON. From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many great bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try with some help from one of their friendly guides. And with every bottle comes the confidence of knowing you just found something amazing. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine & More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly and be 21. It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a 5-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Welcome back, everybody. It's this past post Thanksgiving. This week in bourbon.
It's Black Friday.
I would say, Ryan, how's your Thanksgiving? But we're recording this the day before Thanksgiving. But we know what Thanksgiving's full of. I'm sure people that are listening to this is because they're now traveling to their second or third Thanksgiving because you can't fit it all in one day. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, mine's on. I got two on Thursday, one on Friday. I'm tired already.
One on Thursday, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. And then we get to drive back because we'll be doing some bottling in Bardstown on Monday.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. You'll be coming from Columbus to Bardstown? Mm-hmm. Or are you coming to Louisville?
I'll be from Columbus to Louisville, then to Bardstown. So you'll be...
I'm sure you'll be in a great mood.
Oh, man. I'm going to have bags underneath my eyes. I'm going to be lighting on all cylinders.
You know, they start at 7 a.m., right?
I'm very well aware that my alarm clock has to be set about an hour and a half earlier than it usually is.
Yes. But yeah, you do any Black Friday stuff?
You know, we'll probably
Goose Island or
Well, actually, I got a phone call a little bit earlier. So, he got a phone call. It was from a listener of the show. I won't give away any names. And he goes, "Hey, I've got some hookups for Bourbon County Stout here in the Chicagoland area. If you're wanting anything extra, I can go ahead and get it for you." And I go, great. So if you can get me the biscotti and I forget what the other two were. I was like, just give me, oh, like the 2-year barley wine and another one. I said, if you get me those, that'd be great. Then I don't have to go and run around the whole entire city looking for beers like I have in years past.
Taking the easy way out, huh?
I tell you what, if I can do that and rely on somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, I'll happily pay an extra little fee on top of it.
Heck yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever done Black Friday anything. I'm like, no, not doing it.
Well, I will admit, and I don't know if it's probably not a secret, but usually the days leading up, probably the week prior to Black Friday, I'm a sucker for always checking slickdeals.net. So if anybody had never done it,
that sounds like a great site.
Well, it is. I mean, it's these people that essentially scour the web for different deals of just different things. And I've bought crap on there that I didn't know I needed before, only because it looked like it was a good deal. I mean, to be fair, how often for your kids do they sit there and they ask for something and you're like, well, I don't know, we're going to get this or whatever. You're just trying to think of new things to get for your kids. So I'll get on there and I'll just start scrolling and just look at toys just for ideas of just random stuff.
I know. I Googled like best toys for a 7-year-old boy and he had every one of them. And it's like, what the hell? You know, what? I'm screwed this Christmas.
See, have you ever thought about getting like an electric go-kart?
Yeah, no.
See, but if it's on sale, you might actually think about getting it.
No, I'm an idiot parent that bought my kids chickens. So
that's true. Everybody that doesn't know that Ryan is now gone full blown chicken farmer.
Yeah, I'm a sucker. That's what I am. But we have 4 baby chicks: Claudia Sanders, Ruby, Colonel Sanders. I'm sure nobody cares about this, but yeah, well, they're about 3 weeks old and growing fast.
I went over there. It's like they were already bigger than the one time I saw your story on it. So I had to go and check on them. But yeah, they're not like dogs that they want to find your hand and rub against you. They're kind of like, no, kind of take to themselves.
Yeah. They're like, I mean, there's chickens. So they're, you know, like chicken of everything. So they see you, they run in a corner and they're like, ah, humans. And then they just, when you pick them up, they just peck you. But yeah, they are nice. The lay eggs.
They're so nice. Yeah, I was about to say, you're waiting for that utility. Get your 4 eggs a day out of them.
I can't wait. It's going to make the best New York sours one day.
For sure. Can't wait. All right, let's dive in. Let's dive in. I guess we could probably dive into it. Into some bourbon news here. So our first headline, it's, you know, it's selfish, but I'm kind of proud about it. We made some noise this week, and it was one of those things that is a long time coming for this, but Pursuit Spirits, as I mentioned before, that's us, actually, the award-winning independent blender and bottler of bourbon and rye whiskeys, has financed $8 million in future bourbon and rye whiskey barrel purchases through a series of private funding and asset-based backed loans. How could I not read this? I wrote the damn press release.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I sure as hell didn't.
Pursuit Spirits founders will maintain full control and ownership of the company. Pursuit Spirits was founded in 2018 by Ryan Cecil and Kenny Coleman, creators of the highest-ranking whiskey podcast, Bourbon Pursuit, which you're listening to right now. The company was self-funded for the first 2 years of business while creating their single-barrel line product, product line, Pursuit Series. Their flagship whiskey, Pursuit United Bourbon, was developed to blend a bourbon that wasn't more the same by working with multiple distilleries to craft a proprietary product unlike anything else. After the successful launch of Pursuit United Bourbon, a roadmap was developed to scale the company into a national brand with new make contract distillation agreements with 4 partner distilleries. $2 million was raised through private individual funding without giving up any equitable stake, and a $6 million financing plan has been developed with Town and Country Bank and Trust Company, based out of Bardstown, Kentucky, for the next 5 years of whiskey purchases. To date, the founders have still not taken a distribution and continue to invest back in the company. So there we go. I stumbled over my own. Yeah.
No distributions.
No distributions. Still haven't seen a dime from it.
Got a flurry of messages and text calls a day. Congratulations. And I was like, yes, we're $8 million in the hole plus interest. Can't wait. But it is a huge accomplishment. And I think it signals that we're for real with this thing. We're not just we are 2 dumbass podcasters, but we're not just 2 podcasters throwing shit in a bottle. We take this very seriously and have proven, you know, ourselves successful thus far in the market. And it kind of puts a badge of honor to have a financial institution like a bank, you know, partner with us and give us the capital we need to, so we can focus on growing this baby. It's a big day for us and super excited about it.
Yes, I agree. We got to feed that cow so we can
basically one day milk it.
Yeah, have more barrels of bourbon out of it one of these days. And I would also say if you've not listened to our second podcast called Behind the Pursuit, that was released on Wednesday this past week of us going more into the financial planning and more into the how it was developed and shaped and formed and everything like that. So if you want to go and learn more about that and our journey of building a spirits company and everything that goes along with it, media samples, financing, labels, legal hurdles, distribution, everything like that, go and check out. I would say it's another fantastic podcast, but it is just Ryan and I pretty much talking and giving our insight with Brian as our host into it. So make sure you go and check it out. Behind the
Pursuit. Just quick shout out to all, you know, there's so many people in the industry that have helped us, and there were some particulars that helped us with this financing, understanding the financial models and whatnot. So, you know, big thanks to Trey Zoller, you know, Dixon Dedman, to name a few that really sat down with me and helped me understand, you know, the financial aspects of this. And then, you know, shout out to Town and Country with, you know, Rafa Wimpson, Emerson Ballard, David Greenwell. It's been a pleasure working with them, and we're excited to partner with those guys. And thank you all for taking a chance on us. So now we got to make you look smart that you lent two podcasters bourbon or bourbon money. So
we'll make you proud, Pops.
That's right.
Yeah. You'll be able to look down on us and go.
And I should say, like, Brian Tracy too, helping us, you know, as well with Sagamore. He's been a huge help too. Yes. There's too many to name. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody on the financial side, but thank you all.
For sure. For sure. All right. I'm sure people will love hearing us talk about us, but let's keep going here. So the question is what is going on with rye whiskey? Suddenly it seems bourbon drinkers are turning to rye as their drink of choice. And now author and spirits expert Clay Risen brings an authoritative roadmap to the phenomena of rye. In his new book, American Rye, A Guide to the Nation's First Spirit, it offers readers a history of rye, how it's distilled and aged, and how it earns its distinguishing qualities. Sections of the guide include info on how to read a whiskey label and how to have whiskey tastings with friends, which basically, I guess, bring over a bunch of bottles and see what you like. Individual whiskey accounts follow the introduction organized alphabetically by distillery and brand. There's more than 225 rye expressions that are covered and included by ABV, age, average price, tasting notes, and are rated on a 4-star scale. The price of the book is $30, and you can get it wherever books are sold.
Well, that sounds awesome. I'm drinking rye whiskey right now, and I'm a huge rye fan. I don't get why people are like so, like, it's such a polarizing spirit. They're like, I love rye. They're like, oh, I'm not a rye guy.
I'm not a rye drinker. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic, and I still drink bourbon more, but I find myself more and more drinking rye.
There's just something about it. I mean, I also want to say, like, I got a book sent to us. I skimmed through it real quick. So out of the 225 ryes in there, I'll go ahead and turn the tables back to us for a second. Pursuit United Rye was not in there. However, there was at least 30 different MGP ryes. So, you know, go and get your fill of different MGP ryes in there. Sorry, Squibb ryes.
Yeah, it's Squibb 95.5 ryes.
I kept flipping through, and I was like, it's the same thing, different bottle. Same thing, different bottle. Same thing, different bottle.
Yeah, I mean, I bet 80% of the rye brands out there in Squibb juice, if not more.
It would seem like that, but there's quite a good few in there. Plus, I know it wasn't just Clay. There was a whole team that were going through and rating all these, and you have all their notes on nose, palate, and finish, which sounds like a whiskey quickie. But yes, you can go ahead and check that out. Again, wherever books are sold, it's called American Rye, A Guide to the Nation's First Spirit. So go and check it out. Appreciate your sending that way for us, Clay. We're going
to
try to get...
Send it to me. I'll actually read it.
Yeah, okay.
Pictures.
I've got it somewhere around here.
Okay.
You got it. And so for the next headline is that the Supreme Court of the United States has agreed to hear a trademark case regarding a line of dog toys with, quote, unsavory themes that imitate well-known alcohol brands. Jack Daniel's first launched the lawsuit in 2018 against dog toy maker VIP Products over its Bad Spaniels Old Number 2 on your Tennessee carpet product. The dog toy is a replica of Jack Daniel's bottle with black labels and white text and carries the wording, the Old Number 2 on your Tennessee carpet. The district court ruled in favor of Jack Daniel's over the likelihood that the infringing product would result in consumer confusion and that the company's use of juvenile bathroom humor would tarnish the whiskey brand. However, in March of 2020, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit Court ruled that the toys were, quote, expressive works that carried a humorous message. As such, the First Amendment protected its use of similar trademarks and branding to Jack Daniel's. The Supreme Court did not elect to take up the case at the time, and the case was remanded to the lower courts. However, the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States, joined by the Beer Institute, Brewers Association, American Distilled Spirits Alliance, American Craft Spirits Association, and Wine Institute, has now filed an amicus brief with the Supreme Court in support of Jack Daniel's petition for review in the case. So Jack Daniel's Properties, Inc. versus VIP Products, LLC. The argument put forward by the association in the brief is that, quote, the Ninth Circuit Court's decisions threaten the alcohol beverage industry's ability to promote responsible advertising that does not harm children, end quote.
You know, interesting. Coming off the Diageo redemption lawsuit, but now it's from taking on a dog toy. That's interesting.
Yeah. I'm trying to hold it back here. It's just like, man, this is going a long way because of a dog toy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they probably won't even be around in a few years.
Yeah, there's no way that this dog toy manufacturer can sit there and take on all these people. I mean, good Lord. Discus, Beer Institute, Brewers, American Distilled Spirit, American Craft Spirits Association, they all ganged up and made this happen because they think the dog toy is going to promote responsible advertising that doesn't harm children. It seems a little bit of a stretch, but, you know, I don't know. I guess if you put an 8-year-old and put a dog toy in front of them, they look at that and they look at the liquor bottle and they think it's the same. I don't know. Maybe we're just too woke. I don't really know what it's supposed to be.
I hate commenting on these because I'll get in trouble. So I should probably move on, but I thought the Diageo one was kind of absurd, then you bring on the dog toys and I'll get
it. I don't know. I mean, I guess they're trying to do the right thing by it, but I don't know. It's one of those things that I guess if you're in this game, just don't make dog toys that look like, because that's the whole thing, is that you're not supposed to do anything that would be marketing to children.
Right.
Get it. Completely fair. That's not, dog toy is not a child. So what, how do you sit there and start figuring out how do you create that line? I mean, if you had a dog sweater that said Jack Daniel's on it, could you not put the dog in a Jack Daniel's sweater? Or is that considered like, oh, I don't know, like, you know, or a 2-year-old should probably fit in that sweater.
Yeah, I was just at Opryland and there's Jack Daniel, like, golf head covers and chairs and anything a child could use, you know. It's like, I mean, there was tons of stuff in their gift shop at Opryland that a child could come in contact with, but I digress.
Yep, I don't know. But that's going to do it for the bourbon news. Stick around. We'll be back with some bourbon release news. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And you can get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/bourbon. If you're anything like me, then you can't get enough about bourbon. And that's why I'm a subscriber to Bourbon Plus magazine. Bourbon Plus is a quarterly publication that tells the stories from the heart of bourbon. The farmers who grow the grain, the distillers who labor over the process, and the people, like you and me, who raise their glasses to celebrate it all. Subscribe to Bourbon Plus magazine today at bourbonplus.com, that's P-L-U-S.com, and use code PURSUIT at checkout for $5 off your subscription. Hey everyone, it's bourbon release news time, and we've got a few of them to go through, so let's go ahead and let's get to it. Frank August, you've probably seen those bottles before. They're nice little fancy decanters. But they're excited to announce that they'll be introducing two very limited expressions to expand the brand's portfolio offering and the brand's first single barrel releases, as well as their introduction to the much anticipated, quote, case study series. After Jonathan Crocker, the CEO and co-founder of one of the industry's most respected, and he's one of the industry's most respected master blenders, however, it's been unnamed due to NDA agreements, he has identified their top 10 favorite barrels. The selection process was taken a step further by enlisting the collective expertise of some of the industry's most respected master distillers and master blenders to select the final five barrels of Frank August's first ever single barrel release. Each of the five barrels are bottled at cask strength, sitting between 123 and 125 proof, and are 5.1 years old with an SRP of $120. The third release launching is Frank August's first case study offering. And case study 01 is Mizunura Japanese Oak. The program is named after an American mid-century architectural project designed as an opportunity for the brand to showcase experimental expressions of bourbon whiskey through various finishing techniques, blending of whiskeys, and any other potential opportunities that might eventually present themselves. Frank August finished five hand-selected barrels of Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey with Mizunura that was medium toasted. Samples were pulled every 30 days to monitor the development of the flavor profile that was being impacted by the Mizunura. It's bottled at 114.4 proof, less than 1,000 bottles were bottled for this limited release, and has an SRP of $150.
Nice. Yeah, I've known about these projects, and I know who these people are that you can't talk about. There's a lot of good people behind working with this brand. Just a lot of NDPs in place, obviously, but...
You mean NDAs?
Or whatever. I'm
for you get NDP. Your three-letter acronyms all messed up.
We're an NDP. So are they. But anyways.
We're an NDP with our own NDAs.
That's right. But yeah, I'm excited for these. I know who's behind this, and he's a fantastic blender and barrel picker, and obviously in good at doing finishing cask and stuff too. So I think it'll all be good stuff.
Yep.
I like the packaging.
Yes. Yeah, the packaging. I like the matted gold topper. Like, it's just,
oh yeah, my wife loves it. Like, matches everything in our house.
I was say matches nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah, King Tut lives here.
pretty much. Yeah, it just, like, it's funny that they finally identified their top 10 favorite barrels, and then they had the entire industry go to just pick five of them out of there. I was like, I'm pretty sure you could just probably nail that down in an hour by yourself, couldn't you? But hey, I guess that helps the story.
It's tough decisions, Kenny, you know this.
Yeah, I know, it's true. I mean, that's why I'm glad I got you, because we can bounce these off each other and we can go, yeah, I'll take this one. I'll take this one. Oh, we'll lean in the middle on this one.
Yeah, I'm more like, Kenny, no, you don't get that one. No, I'm kidding.
Tastes
it's
too
not
much
a democracy
like,
here.
Yeah, tastes too much like sweet oak.
That's right.
Kaveh Zamanian, you know, he's been on the show plenty of times before. He's the founder and whiskey maker of Rabbit Hole, and he's announcing that the brand's Race King Founders Collection, which is a 5-grain double chocolate malted bourbon, is being re-released and will be subsequently be released annually every fall, or at least annually in fall, it says. Race King is the third expression of Rabbit Hole's Founders Collection series and was named in honor of Kentucky's time-honored tradition of horse racing. Race King is offered at cask strength to highlight the double chocolate malted grains and their effect on the whiskey. The mash bill of Race King is 70% corn, 13% rye, 10% malted rye, 4% chocolate malted wheat, and 3% chocolate malted barley. And the spirit is bottled at 109.8 proof. Rabbit Hole Race King Founder Edition will be available exclusively at the Rabbit Hole Distillery in early December and available nationally beginning in early 2023. Only 1,335 sequentially numbered bottles will be released for a suggested retail price of $400 per bottle.
It's a lot of mash bills.
It's a lot of mash bills. It's five mash bills, you know, $4 signs there. Why not?
Yeah, I would have truffle. I guess I can only handle three mash, maybe four.
There you go. You got five grains in there. But we've had it before. I remember, I think we did a whiskey quickie on it. It's been a while.
I can't remember. Yeah, I'll have to break it out again.
Yeah, that's what happens when you do these so often. You just forget. It's amazing how people go. We were talking a little bit earlier with Brian, who's the other host of stuff, and we were talking about stag releases. He's like, what do you like more, the 2022 stag or the 2020 stag? And I was like, I can't remember.
I remember 2020 was really good, and I like 22, but hell, I can't remember enough to compare them.
Yeah, I can't either. That's what some people have, that memory where they just are very vivid and they can remember all the tastings and what happened. I was just like, dude, I don't know. I try so much stuff. I can't keep anything straight anymore.
Yeah. You can remember cell formulas though.
I can do that. Maybe I need to start making a bourbon diary and that'll help me remember stuff.
Yep. Can't wait. I'm sure people would love that.
So I guess this is the second time Jack Daniel's is going to be in the news. So Jack Daniel Distillery is introducing the distillery series Selection Number 10. And this was selected by longtime Jack Daniel's employee, Randy Goose Baxter.
Yes.
It is the latest in Jack Daniel's line of experimental whiskeys. So Jack Daniel's Distillery Series Selection Number 10 is a straight Tennessee whiskey, barreled in charred white oak and then finished in toasted pecan wood chips to add depth and character. It's bottled at 120 proof and available in 375ml bottles with a retail price of $42.
I feel like Jack Daniel's coming out with one of these a week. Something.
Yeah, they had the malted release. They'd have this release. I mean,
they had the maple, smoked maple staves or something.
Dude. I mean, it goes back to what you're saying, is that nobody wants straight bourbon anymore. Everybody wants their flavored whiskey.
Gateway flavored whiskey.
Yep, that's what's happening. I mean, pretty much every release is something to do with that. We had, first one was Mizunara. The Race King is actually all grain, so we'll give it there. Jack Daniel's finished in some way.
I mean, we're coming out with some of this stuff too, so
yeah, we're not gonna be hypocrites. We're definitely following the industry trend. We're not gonna sit there and try and break away from it. So stay tuned.
But it's fun. You can offer some cool and interesting different flavors than you're used to.
Yeah. We just gotta make it taste not artificial. Like, it's too much, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of these do taste artificial, and that's the ones people love. And I'm like, you just really love flavored whiskey. That's basically what it is.
That's what it comes down to.
Yep.
So Whistle Pig Whiskey and Grammy Award-winning country music duo Brothers Osborne are celebrating 100 for all and all for 100 this holiday season with the launch of their new whiskey collaboration. The Whistle Pig Piggyback Legend Series Brothers Osborne Barrel is a single barrel, limited edition, 100% rye whiskey created for and selected by John and TJ Osborne to celebrate those who give 100% in the name of greatness. The second iteration in their single barrel Piggyback Legend Series, the Brothers Osborne Barrel is Asian American oak barrels for no less than 6 years before finishing its journey with high toast custom barrel heads. The Piggyback 100% rye whiskey was selected by the brothers themselves. It's bottled at 96.56 proof. It will be available for purchase online at shop.whistlepigwhiskey.com on November 15th, which it's already past that, so you can go get it. But it's $50 per 750 ml and sold in select stores across Texas, Tennessee, and Illinois. Approximately 100 bottles, though, will be autographed by the brothers Osborne. It will be available for pre-order for $225 in honor of Deuce and Quarter, the brothers' original family band with their father. And proceeds from the sales of each bottle will benefit Rogers Behavioral Health and their foundation Mission Possible Fund, raising funds to provide free mental health treatment to low-income patients.
Oh, that's a very good cause. I'm not familiar with Brothers Osborne, but sounds like a cool project and going towards a good cause. I bet they're from Texas or Tennessee.
Yep.
Or Illinois.
Somehow Illinois got thrown in there too. It's always weird to read this though. It says Brothers Osborne Barrel is a single barrel, limited edition, 100%. So how are you going to send a bunch of bottles out and then you're also going to have 100 that are held back for pre-order? None of that makes sense to me.
I mean, is it multiple single barrels?
I guess.
That they're releasing?
I don't know. But heck, that's what I get for assuming.
Yeah, I'd say it's multiple single barrels.
Yep.
Each brother picked one.
There you go.
Or several.
All right, let's talk about Jackie for a second here. So following the success of their initial launch, the team behind Hidden Barn returns for round two with Hidden Barn Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Series 2 available this December. But Series 2 is composed of 10 barrels expertly blended by master blender Jackie Zykin. And Hidden Barn Series 2 brings together pot still production and generously high rye mash bills, and the barrels were distilled at MB Roland. The mash is fermented for 3-4 days using Christian County, Kentucky water and the industry standard yeast. It is then double pot distilled and collected at 110 proof. The undiluted distillate is then matured in wood-fired Kelvin Cooperage American White Oak barrels for 5 to 6 years, and the barrels rested on the property and once matured are filtered only for sediment before bottling. So Hidden Barn Straight Bourbon Whiskey Series 2 will be available beginning December 1st and is offered at a suggested retail price of $75. So breaking away from Neely already, I guess.
So Series 1, that's kind of confusing because Series 1, I guess, had 4 batches and this is now Series 2. So
yes, I mean, I have no idea. I don't know what the idea behind going from Neely to MB Roland or whatever it is, but just jumping from one craft distiller to the next.
Interesting. Yeah. Because I was like, they've already had 4 batches, but I guess that basically the series is because it's Neely for the first 4 batches and now they're moving to MB Roland.
I guess. Maybe it's a rotating sort of thing that they're doing. I have no idea.
Interesting. Gonna run out of craft distilleries soon.
Yeah, I was like, you're gonna run out of Kentucky craft distilleries real soon at this rate.
That'll sell to you.
Let's see. We're on the second one, and it's, I think, what, been in business like 4 months or something like that. Yeah, they're gonna run out of runway pretty quickly.
Yeah. I think batch one, obviously, we gave our honest opinion. I did have, I think, like 3 or 4 at the Bourbon Festival, and it did seem to improve from the first one. But we'll see how the MB Roland distillate is in these next ones.
For sure. I know Fred's a big fan of MB Roland, but you know, it's Fred. Fred likes that grain forward sort of taste. So I don't know. I'll hold any thoughts until I get to try it as well.
Yep. We're open-minded. Cool.
So Stellum Spirits has introduced 2 new Stellum Black specialty blends. And the base for all Stellum Black specialty blends is a blend of Indiana bourbon and rye, which is then layered with older bourbons and ryes from Kentucky and Tennessee, creating a unique everyday whiskey. So the first is Hunter's Moon. And this warm, oak-driven bourbon is made in preparation for winter, inspired by the Hunter's Moon of October. And it's bottled at cask strength of 115.52 proof. The second is the Lone Cypress. And it's named for one of the world's most famous trees found in the picturesque coast of Monterey Peninsula. And it's also bottled at cask strength, 115.34 proof. And all Stellum Black specialty blends have an SRP of $100.
Well, we've had some of these Stellum blends. They're all solid.
I have the other black ones that they originally sent over here. I mean, it's pretty good. Pretty good MGP.
Is that the Equinox or is that different?
Yes, I think it was.
That one was really good. I was a fan of that one.
Mm-hmm. Easy one to hit. They're always knocking it out, so might as well pick it up while you can.
Mm-hmm.
So last story of the evening, or as you're trying to go to your last Thanksgiving
meal. Last piece of pumpkin pie.
Yeah, pretty much. Old Elk Distillery is proud to announce the second annual release of Master Distiller Greg Metz's Infinity Blend Series. It's a testament to legacy and supreme craftsmanship. This new limited release is built on the foundation of the original 2021 Infinity Blend and completed with gently matured and hand-selected barrels of Old Elk Straight Bourbon Whiskey, Old Elk Straight Wheat Whiskey, and 2 vintage Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskeys. Greg has created this blend to showcase his legacy and supreme artisanship while also paying close attention to what voices within the Old Elk community are requesting. The 2022 Infinity Blend is masterfully blended of rare whiskeys. They all conclude the following. So it's 18% of Old Elk 2021 Infinity blend of straight bourbon whiskeys. So just like keep Infinity going here. 15% of Old Elk straight bourbon whiskey aged 7 years. 9% of Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey aged 13 years. 6% of more Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey aged 12 years. And 52% of Old Elk wheat whiskey aged 7 years. It's bottled at 114.1 proof and has a suggested retail price of $150.
Actually, the one last year was fantastic. I was a big fan of it. I'm thinking like through my head, I know that wheat whiskey profile. It's a good base. Greg, you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because you said that's like the 54% or whatever.
I don't remember. I just remember it being really good.
No, yeah, you just read the damn.
Oh, 52%. I thought 52%. I thought you said that was as much as like in the mash bill, the wheat whiskey was. It was 54% wheat. I was like, I don't know, man.
No. I'm saying it's the base of the blend, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Then you sprinkle all those other flavor components in there.
Yes, and it comes in a really sweet box.
Gotta love a box.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes like, I think it's a different label too. It's like than the other ones. It's cool packaging.
It's black.
Black
on black on black.
Yeah.
Murdered out.
It's amazing they got 7-year-old barrels now.
Or
they have 9-year-old barrels, didn't we?
Yeah. Heck, we should probably just go ahead and give a shout out for it right now. So if you are interested in some really awesome stuff from Old Elk that we selected, it's available now on Sealbox. I'm going to pull it up real quick and figure out exactly what else is there, because there was a bunch of good stuff on there. I'm going to pull it up here. Old Elk.
What hasn't been released is that blend I created that when I outblended Greg.
That's true. You have not, that one has not been released yet. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? No, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that are available that are from the Bourbon Community Roundtable. So there is the Old Elk Wheated Bourbon at 112.2 proof. There is the, and that's, this was the other, I'll save that one. There's an Old Elk Wheat Whiskey at 113.2, an Old Elk Straight Bourbon at 109. So those are all available. Then came the last two that just came in. So the first one was the 9-year Wheat Whiskey that we selected.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that everybody had left. And then it was, I think, what, me, you, and Blake?
Yeah. We had lighter flights and we were just like, oh, we're going to keep drilling.
Sorry, guys. We'll take one more. And they're like, all right, sure, guys. Why not? So there's a 9-year, and there is also the Old Elk Cognac cask finish of the bourbon whiskey. That's still available too.
Old Elk doing good things.
Yes, 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 yes. But that is going to do it for This Week in Bourbon, your post-Turkey Day This Week in Bourbon.
Well, hope you're not bloated like I am probably right about now.
You know, just you're just saving it up because January 1 comes, we start hitting the gym again.
That's right. Dad starts Monday.
For sure. All right. Well, that'll be it. Cheers, everybody. Thanks for sticking with us. We'll be back next week with some more bourbon news.
Doodles.